my input on all the holy places of Vrindavan are present. Actually, it is described in the age of Kali Yuga that Mayapur Dham is the most powerful of all dhams. Because when Lord Sri Krishna appeared in this world, as we know, he killed the demons. Lord Chaitanya was very forgiving to the demons. He would give them fame back. So, similarly, when we go to Vrindavan, any spiritual practice that we perform there, we get 100 times the benefit as if we performed that same spiritual practice anywhere else in the universe. But at the same time, any offense that you commit there, it is held against you 100 times more than if you committed that offense anywhere else in the universe. So in Sri Mayapur Dham, by the mercy of Sri Sri Nitai Gaurachandra, any spiritual practice, especially and specifically the chanting of the holy name, has 100 times the benefit of anywhere else in the universe. But the difference between Vrindavan and Mayapur Dham is any offense that you commit here is immediately forgiven by the Supreme Lord. Because Sri Sri Nitai Gaurachandra accepts no offenses. And because in the age of Kali Yuga, we are by nature all quite offensive. Therefore, this holy dham is the most suitable place to take shelter. And therefore, it is considered to be the essence of all holy dhams. It is not that we can say it is better than Vrindavan. It is not different than Vrindavan. It is Vrindavan. But Vrindavan appeals in this form of Navadvipa in an even more merciful, compassionate personification than even in her own spiritual realm. So therefore, it is also described that before going to Vrindavan, one should come to Navadvipa to purify oneself. That is why Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, every year when he would have festival, first all the devotees would come to Mayapur and chant the holy names for about a week, and then they would all go to Vrindavan. That is, some of us are going to Vrindavan next month, and some of our devotees said, well, I will cancel Mayapur and go to Vrindavan instead. I said, according to our philosophy, going to Mayapur is a prerequisite to go to Vrindavan. Unless you, it's like you do not go into PhD work before you perform your preliminary study. So similarly, Mayapur Dham, it is considered the highest and most auspicious of all places within the universe. It is here that Lord Gurusundar, the most merciful of all incarnations, appeared and performed his lila. And it is described that all the holy dhams, all the holy rivers, they all take shelter here in Navadvipa. We read in the Navadvipa Mahatmya, which was spoken by Lord Nityananda, how most all the great avatars and all the great acharyas of all the sampradayas, they have all sometime or other come and taken shelter of the holy land of Navadvipa, and they have all accepted unanimously that this is the most spiritual, sacred of all places. So, the great devotees of the Lord, by the transcendental will of the Lord, they reveal the Dham to the ordinary man. See, we cannot see. just as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Vrindavan, he found that practically all the places of Lord Sri Krishna's Leela were forgotten. So he himself reestablished the most important of all holy places, Sri Radha Kund, which is the essence of all holy places throughout all existence. It is considered the culmination, the summum bonum of Vrindavan, the Sri Radha Kund, where the ultimate love of Sri Radha Krishna culminates. And then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Rupa and Sanatan and the Goswamis to Vrindavan to rediscover, by his empowerment, the holy places of Krishna's Leela, to excavate that land and make it into a place of pilgrimage. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and other great Paramahansa Vaishnavas, by the divine empowerment of Sri Gauranga, they have discovered specifically where many of the holy places of Vrindavan are in Navadvip. So we are now sitting on the banks of Sri Radha Kund, the most holy place in all the universe. And this Radha Kund is absolutely non-different than the Radha Kund in Gokula. It is manifested, it is personified in the land of Sri Chaitanya. In the Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, we read about how Krishna killed the great bull, Avistasura, who was sent by Kamsa into Vrindavan to kill all the children. Krishna grabbed him by the horns, flipped him over, kicked him, the demon, huge bull, big as the sky, terrible. He just started passing urine, urine and stool, and his eyeballs came out, and he was dead. And in this way, Krishna relieved the terrorism that he was performing toward the residents of Vrindavan. But Srimati Radharani one day approached him, and she began to criticize Krishna. That you are Govinda, which means the giver of pleasure to cows. Namo Brahmani Devaya, Go Brahmani Gitaya Cha. Your devotees pray to you that you are very deep, very specially favorable toward cows and Brahmins. And the cow is the mother of humanity. And the bull is the principle of dharma, a religion, and you have killed the bull. This was very sinful. So Krishna said, the bull was a demon, how can you say this? She said, no, you're making excuses. The fact it was a bull, and you killed it. So she did not want anything to do with Krishna. So Krishna was very anxious for Radharani's transcendental favor. So he said, what should I do to atone for this offense? She said, you should bathe in all the holy rivers and take pilgrimage to all the holy places. So he said, well, for me that is not very difficult. So he took his heel of his foot and made a big hole in the ground. Became Shankar. So then Krishna looked at Radharani and said, but actually, you have committed an offense because you have criticized me purposely when I was simply protecting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They began with they broke their bangles, and with the broken bangles they dug into the ground to make this kund. And then all the holy rivers and all the holy places they came to have the darshan of Sri Radharani. And in order to please her, they filled the kund with their sacred waters. So this Radha Kund became the favorite bathing place of Srimati Radharani. And Srila Rupa Goswami describes in the Upadeshamrita that anyone who bathes in the sacred waters of Radhakund will develop naturally the same devotional sentiments as Srimati Radharani. Because this kund, because it is so dear to Radha, and because Sri Radha is so dear to Krishna, therefore this kund is the most special place in the whole universe for Lord Sri Krishna as well. So, we do not have so much time. We should all bathe in Radha kund by putting 3 drops of water upon our head. And then we will also go just here where the Govardhan Hill is. This is the place, because as you know, in Vrindavan, Radha Kund and Shyama Kund are right on the foot of Sri Govardhan Hill. So, the great acharyas discovered that this place is exactly non-different than the Govardhan Hill of Rajapal. And then we will go to the Samadhi Mandir of Gorkishwara's Babaji Maharaj. Then we will go to the original temple of Sri Sri Vandaradika Giridhari, the worshipable lords of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then we will go to Shyama Kund, which is on the other side. And then we will go proceed to the Samadhi Mandir for the darshan of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on this auspicious day of his disappearance. And after that, we will continue on to